Robbie Slater now joins us. We're going to be quick with him because his beloved Liverpool is playing live as we speak in the 67th minute, mate. Atletico Madrid, 1-0 up. But I tell you what, they've had all the ball, Liverpool. Good morning, mate.
Yes, good morning. Well, you're going to have to be quick because you've called me late, which is very unprofessional, and obviously the show is not running as it should do. But yes, Liverpool are down.
Yes.
They've had all the ball, but... Yeah, you know, 1-0 away for it's 1-0 at the moment. It's not the end of the game. Liverpool have made a habit this season of scoring late goals. So still a lot to play for, but better side at the moment, but they're down 1-0. They've lost 1-0. Obviously there is a second leg, so yeah, there's a lot of football to go in this complete if you look at the whole complexion of this tie.
Yeah, and just having a look at it, like the stats, I mean, 74% of the possession to Liverpool, only 26 to Atletico. They've had the six shots, but none on target, Liverpool. Are Atletico just parking the bus? Are they not trying to increase their goal scoring, considering we're going to be on aggregate Anfield?
You've got to be very careful, Dave, how you look at stats and how you read them.
Right.
You know, sometimes you look at 74%, 26, and you think the other team's parked the bus.
No.
They might be parking the bus, but it's a case of being forced to
because
of the quality of the opposition. So when the quality of the opposition, which this Liverpool team are the very best, they just don't let you have the ball. So it's not their intention, particularly at home, Atletico Madrid, to park the bus, but it shows you the mark of the side that this Liverpool side are, that they go away from home. It's extremely rare to see a team commanding possession by 74%. That reminds me of the old Pep Guardiola coached Barcelona teams, the great teams that won many Champions Leagues. But, you know, the old saying, it might be a cliche, but the most important score is the one at the top of the table, and that's 1-0 to Atletico at the moment.
Borussia Dortmund 1-0 over PSG at the moment too. But looking ahead for EPL, Man City play their first game since the UEFA announcement against West Ham. How do you think they're going to be coping at the moment?
Well, to be honest, I'm not really going to talk about that because we haven't got much time. I'm going to talk about the Asian Champions League in respect to this country and this city and all around the country. There's a massive game in the Asian Champions League tonight. It's Yokohama FC Marinos, champions of Japan, coached by former Socceroos coach, former Brisbane coach, and other teams as well. Ange Postecoglou up against Sydney FC, who are 11, 12 points, I think, ahead at the top of the table. They are the champions. This is an absolute belter over in Yokohama. Tough one for Sydney FC and Steve Corica up against an Aussie coach. You don't see this very often, an Aussie coach up against the Aussie side. The two teams are current champions. Absolutely going to be a cracker. I'll be doing it on Fox Sports tonight. I can't wait for it. Last night, we saw both sides, Perth and Melbourne Victory, go down by the odd goal. Melbourne Victory over there in Seoul, where it was minus 60 degrees by the odd goal. And Tokyo beating Perth Glory, an unlucky Perth Glory, 1-0 as well. So that was the ACL, but that one tonight is one not to be missed.
And you can catch it live on Fox, as you mentioned. 9:30 Sydney time, 1:52 Yokohama, Sydney FC at $5. Yeah. Are they capable of causing an upset, Sydney FC, in your mind?
Well, look, it's going to be difficult. They are capable. They're clearly the best team in the country at the moment. And what's great, because of the lapse in time between seasons and Asia's different season to us, You don't always get a team in form playing in the Asian Champions League, which might sound strange, but that's the way it is at the moment. But this is different. We've got Sydney FC flying in the domestic league up against the champions.
Yeah.
They're a chance. Of course they're a chance. But, you know, favourites, and rightfully so, are Marinos. Coached, as I said, by Ange Postecoglou. I'm really looking forward to see them play. Apparently they play a very attacking style of football, which is exactly what he did, particularly with Brisbane Roar when he coached in the A-League. So it should be a cracker, Dave. There's no doubt.
Okay. And, well, just on that, if it is a cracker, because obviously we know that Sydney FC play with that attacking style as well, would you be, for the punters out there, suggesting, you know, an over 2.5 goals, at least over the 1.5 goals?
Or the way Yokohama play, I'd be going looking at the over 2.5 goals market.
Yep.
With both of... It's a bit of a nightmare, but I didn't get to bed till 2 a.m. because of the Champions League. But I was going to say both teams to score. But if you're going 2.5 goals, that's pretty logical.
Okay. All right, mate. We'll let you get back to Madrid-Liverpool match, of course, live. You can catch Robbie tonight live as well on Fox Sports. Of